Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are excited to have you join us today. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we have discussions on various topics and feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And today's show is brought to you by Marie Langley, realtor, extraordinaire, and intuitive. You can reach her at
651-303-0555.
And Beth Jacobson, intuitive reader, healer, teacher at 651-900-4136. Boy, this show is not off to a good start. Our show is on, we're doing Wednesdays from 3 to 3:30, and another show from 6 to 7 on Sundays. And you can follow our Blog Talk Radio by clicking on the follow button and check out our blog at divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And you can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We'd love to hear feedback and insight. And you can also download our podcast at iTunes or RSS feed button on our Blog Talk Radio page. And please go like our fan page, Divine Goddess Radio. Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
You meant our Facebook page.
What did I say?
You said fan page.
Oh, our Facebook
ground.
Page.
Ground. I'm commanding you to ground.
Can you tell I'm grounded?
Oh, well, anyway, welcome to our Phone and Friday show. If you listen to our Stress Buster show on Wednesday, we talked a lot about bringing in joy and vitality and what's going on with the retrograde, and so we thought we would have people call in today. If you have one question, we can talk about it, or if you have a tip that you'd like to share, and we actually have a caller on the line, so I'm going to bring them on, and it's area code 613. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Canada.
Wow, nice.
Nice.
Welcome.
Welcome. And your first name?
My first name is Donna.
Donna, welcome. Do you have a question or a comment that you would like to talk to us about?
Well, I didn't watch or didn't listen to your previous show, so I don't know if you're looking for a question regarding your previous show, because I haven't listened
no,
to
it. No, it does not have to be
nope,
for exactly on our previous show. So if you have a question, we can help you. You can go ahead and ask a question.
Like an intuitive question?
Yes, you may.
Okay. I just wanted to ask about a man named Cameron. I'm just wondering when you think I might hear from him again, if or when.
A man named Cameron.
Yes.
Donna. To hear back. I'm hearing the number
like
three, so what that could, pardon me? That could be
yeah,
3 weeks or 3 months that you're going to hear back from him. And does this have to do, I'm hearing something to do, is it relationship with issues with the two of you?
Yes.
Is this a significant partner you're looking at?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm hearing, what I'm getting from this. Oh.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead if you were going to say something, Donna.
No, it's okay, go ahead.
I was just going to sit here and say it's I'm hearing that he's like there's some reevaluation that he's doing, and it has to do with relationships. It's between the two of you and then some internal, which is what is going on with the Mercury in retrograde right now. It doesn't feel like it's really intense stuff that's going on right now because he feels very light, but it feels like it's stuff that he wants to have in order because he's working on himself. So it feels very good for you, feels very good for him. So it's a very good thing. So hopefully that's what you're wanting to hear. So do you have any other questions on it?
Does he have feelings for me? Do you know if he loves me?
He definitely has, and that's what he's going through right now. He's looking at internal things that you might be personalizing right now, but it has nothing to do specifically with you. It's his own internal dialogues. but he's on the final phases of really clearing up some energy, but his energy is really beautiful, and the two of you together feels really, really good, feels very good. And that's what you want. You want
you
him
see,
to come
like
into work.
Yes.
Pardon me?
I haven't heard from him in about a month. Hello?
He's going to be, it feels like he's going to be contacting you very soon. I hear the word soon, and I'm in the number three. Like I said, it could be 3 days, it could be 3 weeks, it could be 3 months. Nope, I'm hearing not 3 months. No more than 3 weeks. No more than 3 weeks is what I'm getting. Are you picking up on anything, Marie?
I just felt really light, like it's not a,
mm-hmm.
There's not a, he's, you know, run away and left you for good.
No.
It's a very light, and I agree with Beth, I'm hearing reevaluate as well.
And it's just, it's own, his own stuff, and you want him to enter into a new relationship to where he's free of old baggage, so this is a very good thing. So just remain optimistic
okay.
about it, and he's and when you guys are supposed to come together, the universe is going to guide you together again. But he'll be coming back. He will be coming back, but nice, refreshed, and renewed.
That's good to know. Yeah, because I, you know, because there was a little bit of a, I think, a misunderstanding maybe on his part, and I don't know. He seemed to be somewhat angry with me, and you know, I tried apologizing, and he just kind of like shut me down, and I. You know, and basically got really cold, and I haven't heard from him in a month, and it's like, it's just, I haven't had a chance to, like, reconcile or anything with him, and it's just really, really hurt me, you know, because, you know, I like to keep things in order, I like to, you know, reconcile, and, you know, and plus I miss him, you know, and so I just wonder, like, you know, if he was still angry with me, or, you know, what was happening, you know.
It feels really good that he's working on it, because all it was, you were a trigger for him to remind him of something that he had to examine that he hasn't let go from his past, and that's all it was, and that's why he reacted the way he did. So it wasn't about you, it was, but it wasn't, if that makes sense, because it's at a deeper level than that, and that's what he's going through right now, is just reexamining that. You guys are going to be okay. You guys are going to be okay, and when he comes back, it's going to be from his heart that you guys are going to have that conversation. And he's going to be apologetic.
Yeah.
He's going to be apologetic, and you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it. But he had to do a lot of examination on stuff and really contemplate how he really felt about stuff. That's what I'm getting. So feels good from this end. Feels very good from this end. So I wish you luck.
Yeah, and I think it kind of falls into the same time period as the retrograde, too. That's
yeah.
what a lot of us are doing, is if there is something that comes up for us, we are releasing, you know, renewing, releasing, reexamining. And so retrograde ends on the 20th. So for the past 3 to 4 weeks, all of us have been going through that. You know, if something's not right in our life or something gets triggered or we want to get rid of something that may that we haven't resolved in the past, this
yep.
is the perfect time to do it.
Yep. Exactly.
Do you see him staying in communication with me when he comes back? Like, do you see us continuing
to
communicate?
Yes. 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 That's part of, like I said, this isn't just something he's just, it's not this tiny little thing. You don't realize how deep this is making him go in and really examine a lot of stuff. Why am I responding to this? What's the core issue to this? And so that's what he's doing. It's this internal dialogue that he's really going in and cleaning out the closet to stuff that he hasn't dealt with. And that's what you want. If you want him in your life, you want somebody healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what he's going through, and it looks like he's doing a great job. It feels like it because he's light. Very light with
yeah,
it, so you know
really light.
You know he's doing his work. So that's what you want, because then you will have a healthier relationship. So that's what you want.
Do you see us having a commitment at any point?
I hear yes. I just heard yes, and it's a big yes. It's a big yes again.
Only two rings, so yes.
So that you want him to go in and do the work that he's doing. Meanwhile, do your work. They're saying also do your work so you can let stuff go, because there's a part of you that's looking at this as being rejected, but just know it isn't about you. This is about his own stuff, so you can let it go, because it's bringing up issues from your past. And then you have to remember it's not just current lifetime stuff. Whether or not you believe in past lifetimes, reincarnation, they do exist, and so it's all those cellular memories right now of rejection and abandonment that can come up, and you don't feel heavy yourself. So just continue to do your stuff, and he'll continue to do his. And when you guys are at the opportune time, you're going to come together, and that's when it's meant to be. Because now it's going to be about timing. But he's not exited from your life. He's not out of your life for good. So.
Yeah, because that's when he just got angry with me, and I thought that, you know, I didn't know if I'd ever hear from him again, honestly.
No, you will.
Do you know when, and like, timing as far as a relationship commitment, or?
Well, like I'm saying, it could be, I would say you're going to see a lot in 3 weeks. There's going to be a lot happening within 3 weeks. You could get a phone call or some form of communication from him within 3 days, but 3 weeks, things are going to be up and going again with the two of you. And then from there, you have to remember, you know, you want to stay out of ego. You just want to let it flow. You don't want to force anything to happen. You just want it to all unfold, all in timing, divine timing. So.
And I'm seeing commitment 6 months.
Wow.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
That's not very far.
I really need that reassurance
far,
because. Yeah, but thank you for the reassurance, because it's been a lot. Like, I mean, I've been going, you know, this has been like a couple of years, like of up and down, like roller coaster, and it's been a long time. So.
Yep, yep. And just to remember to use this time to tune into your heart, because your heart's, you know, as we're speaking, it's calming you down. So that's your heart's even saying this is the truth, because our heads will sit here and have these irrational conversations. So don't pay attention to those thoughts that are in your mind, because that's not truth. Go with your heart and your gut, because your heart and your gut, even as I'm talking to you now, I can feel you shifting.
Yes.
That you're becoming lighter. You're becoming much lighter with it. So you know that's truth. That's your truth for you. Even though your head's going, oh, my God, oh, this, oh, that. It's like, no, stop the chitty chatter. I'm going with my heart, going with my gut. That's my intuition. I know all is well, and it's going to happen when it's going to happen.
Thank you so much. You don't know how much that really means to me, because, like, it's just, the past month I've just been grieving, I think, you know, like, just really grieving over this. Like,
yes,
so.
Yeah. And then, see, when you look at it, that it's even deeper than just him. It's all past relationships, so you don't realize how this was an integral part of healing on a very deep level
for you
on a deep level. This was not just about him. It triggered other stuff within you that you had to look in. That's the part. So this is a blessing in disguise. So now there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So keep on going. Keep on swimming. Keep on swimming.
Hey, Donna, can you email us?
Thank you.
And keep us up to date on what happens? We'd love to hear.
Yes.
Yes, I will, definitely.
Yeah.
I think that's
DivineGoddessRadio@gmail.com.
Yep. Yep.
Sorry?
Well, good luck to you, Donna. Good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you, because this means the world to me. Like, this means everything. Like, this person is, like, very important to me, like, in my life. I just love them, like, with all my heart and soul. And
they
mean everything to me.
Well, there you go.
Excellent.
See, that's the reason we're doing this show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
Yes, have a great weekend.
And make sure you email us, too. So we like to know that, you know, everything is good.
I will.
Yes.
Okay.
Take
care,
Donna. Bye.
Bye, Donna.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right.
Oh, that was a really cool one.
Yeah.
And since this is our very first date, do we have anybody else that's on here?
We don't have anybody waiting right now.
This is our first day, so it's people have to catch on with it. But look at that. That was just our validation right there, Marie.
Somebody called
in, and she needed that validation, and she appreciated it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we were going up and back. I was getting that we needed to do this Friday show. And since we're doing two already, but I think the Fridays for people to just call in and ask, and I think a lot of it, I think this will be really good. I think once people find out about it,
yeah, and I think, you know, I mean, you don't even have to have a question. Even if you're feeling that you're going wackadoodle and you don't know what it is and you just need some support or some reassurance or an explanation, don't hesitate to call in. Don't hesitate to email us. You know, if you're listening at work and you're listening from your browser, log in and type us a question in the chat room. We'll get to your question. We'll get to whatever it is that's bothering you. That's what we're here for.
And you'll get a lot of validations and verifications. That's what I feel, that mm-hmm. the Friday's about. You're going to get validations because a lot of you are waking up right now and you're looking at things differently. You're tuning in more, but you're second-guessing what you're tuning into, and you're going to be getting, you know, simple little affirmations when you're talking on the phone. It's amazing what you get when you talk about it out loud to somebody else, and you'll be getting, I mean, you'll be able to see it from a completely different perspective. So
yeah, and if you want to call in, the number's area code 347-327-9360. So since we are waiting for callers, do you want to talk about, have you felt a shift in the energy in the last couple days?
Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Yes, I have. Well, you know, just from my perspective, I'm not going to get in details because the more you talk about it, then I can keep it alive. But just what I did last night and this morning, got rid of some really nasty, nasty, wicked stuff that's really fighting me, but it's from lifetimes ago. It was a very, very powerful force. And thank God I have the connections and the resources that I have to be able to do it so that I can have others who help me. And I do theta healing, so I go in at a theta brainwave level of being able to go deep within. I had to do some nasty program releasing a lot of dark energies, which a lot of people are going through right now. So those of you who are going, oh, my Lord, the thoughts that I'm having, the feelings, what I'm seeing, you guys, that's actuality. Don't be afraid of it. Those are the kind of things you can call in with Marie and I. And just because of my own personal experiences, I'll be able to guide you through it. And if I'm not able to help you or Marie's not able to help you, we can get you hooked up with somebody who can, because you don't have to do this on your own. But we're cleaning out the closet, you guys. We're cleaning out the etheric closet, which is long, it is deep,
mm-hmm.
it's dense, and it's an intense. So just think of all the lifetimes we never dealt with cleaning up our crap. That's what we're going through right now. We're reevaluating everything.
Right. And, you know, I know that the last couple days I'm not spinning on my axis, so to speak, because of the retrograde. But a lot of things are coming up and out.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have these thoughts that are just like, man, you can be really mean. But I recognize what it is now. So I stop and I examine it and go, okay, where is that thought coming from? What could I have, you know, is this something that's coming from a cellular DNA or
yes, it is.
Or past life?
Yep.
And I can examine it and then I can release it and get rid of it.
Yep.
And say, this is not who I am in this lifetime,
mm-hmm.
and I will not behave that way.
Mm-hmm.
I will not think that way. And I know now I can release it, and actually I laugh about it, which is even better, and then I move on.
And now, you guys, just so you know, we're releasing everything that is below the fifth dimensional level and below the sixth plane. Everything that comes from that, we're releasing and letting it go. That's dense and intense. But with that, you don't just release the programs because there's cords and attachments, there's safety nets, there's safety devices, safety mechanisms. It's not as easy as we think it is because we have it set up on a spiritual level. We set it up because we knew we were this gifted to be able to figure it out. Because remember, you guys, life is a game. It is a puzzle. It is a puzzle. And we are spiritual beings having a human experience. So it's bringing that light in, that knowledge in, and we're waking up. That's what the awakening process is about remembering that we can undo all this crap that we created the illusion so that we can get to where, you know, we're bringing literally heaven to earth. That's what we're doing. So it's already here. There's many who claim it. Now to be able to see it, we have to get our get rid of all the layers of the illusion of the third dimensional and the fourth dimensional world, as well as anything that's lower than that. Because we all vibrate at a different level, so.
Yeah, and you may see things written about how the new Earth is birthing. Some people will say it's already birthed. Some people are saying that we are still in the birthing process. And, you know, we're experiencing a lot of body aches, pains, dizziness. I think we're still birthing, personally.
Because
of everything that's going on.
Yep.
So, but, you know, you can read different things, and whatever you're drawn to and whatever you feel resonates with you, go with that.
Exactly.
I'm trying to start now posting a lot more things on our Divine Goddess Radio Facebook page in relation to the energy so that people can start reading them and seeing if it resonates with them.
You know what I'm finding that I'm drawn to more? Things that have to do with scientific stuff. Marie and I were at, was it not even a month ago, was it 3 weeks ago, we went to that seminar, and the Gnostic book, it's amazing, the hidden codes that are in this book that a lot of us are working from right now and helping with the ascension period, because you guys have to remember, we are no longer in the linear time and space, which is like goes out a 90-degree angle all around us. Now we're in columnary light, which is going upward because we're going in the we're ascending, and we're ascending at a different level than what we have been in the past. So meanwhile, this linear time and space, a lot of us can get our feet caught in it still because of programs that we set ourselves up with before we came here. So I mean, just so you know, there's understanding to that when you're going, God, I'm doing all this work. I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere. I'm giving up. You guys don't give up. You're releasing programs, and there's layers of programs. The majority of us are hundreds and thousands of lifetimes old, you guys. Imagine every single day, how many experiences do you have in a day? So it's not going to be just this magical, because if it were, you guys, if somebody could say one thing and it magically all disappeared, would we not all choose to be in that already?
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It's the process of being able to gather back all that we lost for whatever reasons that we gave up, you know, and there's no blame, there's no shame, there's no judgment. Just know you're getting through it, knowing that you're not the only one getting through it, and that it's, there's light. There is light at the end of the tunnel. So, you know, I think just for some inspiration, Marie should do a card reading with one of her new decks of cards.
And I'm guided to the Goddess Guidance Oracle card set by Doreen Virtue. It's just telling me to do the Goddess one. So I'm going to do a little shuffling, and then I'll pull a card, and let's see which Goddess comes out for us today and what she wants to tell us.
And you guys, for those of you who are just now starting to wake up and you're going, this is all new for me, you know, somebody to call upon, if you're drawn to it, are the divine angels. And you want the divine angels who are 100% of the light. Archangel Michael is somebody that you can ask for protection. He is awesome with protection. So start studying your hierarchy of angels so you can find out what they're all for, who you can call on for what. There's many books that are out there that have been written. You can get things on the internet, so whatever is drawn to you. So that would be my recommendations to many.
Okay. Shuffling away. Let me see what I am drawn, what I'm drawn to draw. Okay.
And for whatever reason, I need to say this. There's a pocketbook, or you can buy a big book. It's Animal Speak, and it's with Ted Andrews. And he's no longer in the physical world. His little pocketbook will sit here because every animal, insect, spider, snake, everything out there has a spiritual meaning. So if something is coming around you, there's an animal or something that's trying to give you a message, this would be an excellent book to have, again, if you're drawn to it. Ted Andrews, Animal Speak. I don't know why I'm supposed to put that out there. Mosquitoes are huge, so there's a lot of messages being given with the mosquitoes.
Okay, so the card that was drawn is the goddess from the Goddess Guidance Oracle card deck by Doreen Virtue is Sarasvati, which she is a Hindu goddess, and she represents the arts. So basically what the card is saying is express yourself through creative activities. So, you know, surround yourself with music, flow with the music, let your creative ideas come out. Music, singing, yeah.
Painting, drawing, writing.
Right. So just use music to release your creative energies. That's what is the message for today. If you're feeling blocked, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling like you're in a funk, turn on the music. Listen to it. Absorb it. Listen to the words. Feel the beat. And allow your creativity to come through.
And my suggestion for that is just really pay attention to the music that you're listening to. You want it higher vibrational. And in a time period that, you know, if you know anything about the artist and the time period, so it wasn't made with during the time of, like, my music is the 70s. Oh, I love the old 70s because my last lifetime I was a hippie. So, but I have to be careful not to listen to the music that was made as they were under the influence of drugs or alcohol, because that vibration can come through. So, but there are many artists who didn't use. So just words of advice because of the tones that it carries. So if you did a lot of work, it can sometimes bring you down when it shouldn't bring you down. So.
And when I see Saraswati, I'm like, I guess I'll be listening to some Bollywood music today because that's what gets me going. I love Bollywood music. I love to blast it. I love to dance to it. It's so infectious and it's so happy that, you know, you can't help but, you can't just sit there. You have to move.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, if you haven't played the guitar and it's sitting in your closet and it's all dusty, now's the time to get it out. Go on YouTube and you can, there's people who do like the beginning guitar, so you can get on there and look to see if now's the time, because you're patient and you're in that space, to ready to learn the guitar. And who's to say that all of a sudden you don't click onto it right away? And who knows, it could open a whole new door for you. You could end up creating a CD. And I've seen it happen, you guys. I've seen people who had no musical talent, and the stuff that they're channeling is absolutely amazing. Amazing. I wish I was one of those individuals. I have a guitar, and it literally is gathering dust.
That's mine is too. It's sitting in a case, and I don't think it's come out
in years.
Beautiful,
it's a beautiful steel guitar. I'm telling you, it's gorgeous, but it's a nice piece to look at. I need to sit here and do something with it. Now's the time for us to start writing our books, Marie.
Yes, and that's another part of creativity.
Yes.
So, you know, I think we talked about that on Wednesday's show. We were talking about writing books and creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So the theme is there. The theme is here. You know, whatever brings you joy, whatever gives you that vitality. We talked about music bringing that on Wednesday's show. So she's here. She's here to tell us. The theme continues.
And, you guys, we are preparing to get some classes hooked up and ready that we're going to be that will be for sale. We have this planned on up and going come fall time. That is going to be our destination point. And if we can get up sooner than that, that will be lovely. But so that you can access different classes that Marie and I have put on together, so you can download it anytime at your it's like a would be like a little video that you guys would be able to download at any time. So,
and we're also getting we're planning to do if you live in the Twin Cities area, we're also planning to start more classes and teaching them live as well. So we'll have lots of options.
Lots of options. And again, for those of you who are just now starting your own businesses, I know I mentioned this on Wednesday, but Marie and I are taking up, we have spots available for anybody who wants to be a paid advertiser, a sponsor, or somebody who wants to donate to keep the blog up and going, this Blog Talk Radio up and going. You can contact either Marie or I, and the information is on this already, and then I blog about it. We'll be on there also, or you can email us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com.
And, you know, we originally thought we would do this show for 30 minutes to see who would, you know, to answer any questions, and we scheduled it out a little bit longer in case we had more callers, but we don't have any other callers, and we're at the 30-minute mark.
Oh, are we?
We are.
It went by fast.
Yeah.
It went by really fast.
So if you want to join us on Sunday, we'll be speaking
to Jennifer Salnas,
and she'll be talking about how to increase your business if you have a holistic business, tips on how to get that going and marketing and things like that.
Oh,
so,
and she's fantastic, guys. You'll love her. You'll have to join us.
Yep, so join us at 6 on Sunday, and have a great weekend,
yeah.
And we'll see you then.
Goodbye. Love and light to everyone.
Bye-bye.